This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Scott Hodge, president of the Tax Foundation here in Washington, who joins us with his thoughts on the tax code, the debate over taxes, and much more on this April 15th, 2010. And Scott, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Well, Americans, if they're not done filing their taxes, they will be in the next few hours, or they could be in some trouble if they're not filing an extension. But as you look at the way the tax code is structured right now, and just the way that the tax issue seems to be riling up a lot of people, tea parties in town and so forth, all across the country on this day and last year when it all really started, what's your sense on the tax code and how fair or unfair it is right now?
The tax code, I don't think, is fair at all. We really have two kinds of Americans. We have a growing group of people at the bottom who, because of the very generous credits that have been added to the tax code over the past 15 years, now pay no income taxes. In fact, the last tax season, a record 52 million Americans, or 36% of all who filed a tax return, paid no income taxes because of the generosity of the credits and deductions. And then just putting greater and greater pressure on people in the middle and upper middle income who are having to share or essentially pay that tax burden that folks at the bottom are no longer paying. And we're seeing that folks who are really at the top, say those earning over $200,000 a year, are paying the vast majority of income taxes at all. In fact, those folks last year paid 52% of all income taxes. So the tax code is preferencing a lot of people and punishing a lot of others. And so it's really become, I think, a complete mess, and time for us to scrap the code and start over again.
Scott, you mentioned the 47% number, and that's obviously very close to the point where a majority of Americans won't be paying any taxes. So where will the political will be to reduce the tax burden or make it more fair than it is right now?
Here's part of the problem. When you have so many people who are consuming government but really have no skin in the game, politicians will promise them endless amounts of new government spending because someone else is going to pay the bills. And I fear that what that's going to happen, not only to the national finances, because you really can't fund a government on the backs of such a few number of people, but I worry about the class warfare that's at play here, in which politicians are going to play to the worst in people, promising them all these wondrous programs because they know that some other guy is going to be paying that tax. That's really unfair, but that's the political state that we're in today.
Talking with Scott Hodge of the Tax Foundation. And Scott, one of the big issues right now, of course, is those on the right saying that we're being taxed too much, government's growing too much. And then on the left, at least with the Obama administration, you have them saying that, well, if you look carefully, 95% of Americans since he took office have gotten a tax cut overall. What's the truth?
Well, the truth is about halfway in between. In fact, yes, the Obama administration, as part of the stimulus bill, did enact some tax cuts, but they were temporary in nature, and much of them were actually part of these refundable credits that go to people who don't pay any income taxes. So about half of what they called tax cuts were actually refund checks, or part of, you could call them almost a welfare payment, because they went to people who had no income tax liability. So they're torturing the word tax cut to include all of these checks that the IRS paid out to people who don't pay any income taxes. I would hardly call that tax relief. I'd call it a welfare payment.
And what about the taxes contained within the health care bill? Some say that violated the $250,000 threshold. What do we know for sure?
Those tax increases will clearly hit people well below what the president promised to protect, those earning below, say, $200,000 a year. Those higher taxes, a lot of them may not be directly on people earning below $200,000 a year, but they will trickle down through the various taxes that were enacted on medical device providers and other companies and other providers. And everyday working Americans are going to end up paying higher taxes in order to subsidize health care for everyone else.
Scott, if you could advise Congress as the best way to reform tax policy and perhaps revitalize the economy at the same time, what should be their top items on the list?
Well, we should scrap the code altogether and start over, moving towards something like a flat tax, which would be simple and save the economy tens of billions of dollars in compliance costs and make the economy healthier overall. And we really need to address the high corporate income taxes, which are making the U.S. very uncompetitive in the global economy. Over the last 3 years, about 50 countries across the globe cut their corporate income taxes to lure business and investment away from high-tax places like the United States. And we're, just by standing still, we're moving, falling behind where the rest of the globe is going. And so we have a lot of work ahead of us to make the U.S. more competitive, and fixing the income tax and fixing the corporate tax ought to be number one and number two on the head of Congress's list.
Perhaps an even bigger, more complicated issue right now is reducing spending. We can see the deficits of about $1 trillion a year. For about as far as the eye can see at this point, in some cases it's a little bit less than that, but it's still way beyond where it was just a few years ago. What are the smartest ways to tackle that area?
Well, clearly we're going to have to deal with the entitlement issue. We're dealing with massive unfunded liabilities in the major entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, but that shouldn't stop us from also addressing all the pork and waste that's in the budget. We ought to begin eliminating programs that have outlived their usefulness, programs that are duplicative and redundant, and programs that simply just don't function well anymore and ought to be scrapped. And there are tens of billions of dollars worth of savings to be made all across the budget, but we just need some political will to do it. We can't tax our way out of the deficit problem. We estimate that in order to eliminate the deficit by raising taxes, all individual tax rates would have to go up by 242%. That's clearly unsustainable, both economically and fiscally, and so we're going to have to address it from the spending side to get Congress's house in order.
Two very quick questions before we let you go, Scott. Number one, we know that the Bush tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans will be expiring at the end of the year. What do you see as the economic impact of that?
I'm very fearful of what's going to happen to the economy when those high tax rates going up, because the majority of people who will be affected by those higher marginal tax rates are largely business owners. In fact, there's more business income that's taxed under the individual tax code than there is under the business code, because we have so many entrepreneurs out there who file their income taxes, their business taxes, through their individual tax return as, say, a partnership or an S corporation. And those higher taxes are going to stifle those innovators and those entrepreneurs, and I think that's going to have a harmful effect on the long-term growth of the economy.
Last question, Scott. What candidates will do with respect to tax policy is always a major issue, but given what you see with the tax protests around the country, how fired up are taxpayers about this issue this year?
This is the most rabid I've seen taxpayers since perhaps the late 1970s, which led to the tax revolts, which led to Ronald Reagan coming into office. I think a storm is brewing, and politicians ought to be paying attention and ought to start heeding these warnings, because I have never seen taxpayers so fired up. And I hope that leads to the kind of change that America needs.
We'll be watching, just a few months away. Scott, thank you very much, as always, for being with us.
Thanks, Greg.
Scott Hodge is president of the Tax Foundation. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.